We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Where does your state stack up when it comes to fighting cancer? The American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network is out with its report on how states are confronting cancer, from their efforts to improve nutrition and physical activity to the accessibility of health care to efforts to crack down on tobacco use. And with me now to offer an overview is Daniel Smith, president of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. And Dan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Greg. I appreciate it.
How exactly do you quantify in these different categories which states are doing the best, whether it's tobacco use, access to care, nutritional programs, that sort of thing?
Well, we looked across the country, and in fact, we did measurement in six different areas, and I'll give you a good example. We looked, for example, how the state was doing on taxing tobacco products, and national average is about $1.14, and we looked at whether the state was actually at that national average or below it, or way below it, and we ranked them accordingly. We gave a green light, a yellow light, or a red light, use a pretty simple system, and those that got green are doing well, and those that got yellow are doing okay but could improve, and those that are red are really flashing red. They need to really work on it. So that was the system we put in place. We looked at several categories in which we know scientifically if we took some simple steps, we could make a big difference in the fight against cancer and save a lot of lives.
Let me follow up on the example you just used, because there were some states that were well above the $1.14 national average, some states well below. What's the correlation between the amount a pack of cigarettes is taxed and what percentage of folks in that state are likely to smoke?
Well, it's a scientific fact that if you raise the price by 10%, you get a 4% decline in usage of tobacco products among adults and nearly 7% among kids. And this has been this is an unimpeachable fact. And let me give you again a specific example. In the state of New York, and in the city of New York, actually, on top of the state of New York, the tax is $4.25 on a pack of cigarettes. That's just the tax, pushing the price of a pack of cigarettes to nearly $10. About 5 or 6 years ago, before they implemented these large tax increases, we saw youth smoking rates in the city of New York at around 17 or 18%. That has now been driven down to under 9% in the 8% range. That's dramatic impact, and actually there's a lot of kids that don't start smoking and will never, now they won't die prematurely from a death of tobacco usage. So this makes a huge difference, and we've seen 44 states in the past 6 years increase their tobacco taxes, and we need to see more states do it, and we need to continue to take that price up because that's what encourages people to quit and keeps kids from ever starting.
Well, let's talk about accessibility to healthcare now, Dan, specifically cancer treatment. You mentioned in the report that tens of millions of Americans don't have insurance at some point during the year. Another 25 million or so are underinsured or don't have complete coverage that impacts their ability to get treatment for cancer. How is the trend looking in that area?
Yeah, too many Americans actually are without health care, as we all know. But the other big story here is lots of Americans who have insurance actually don't have adequate insurance if they're diagnosed with something like cancer. And we have far too many cases of people who call us and say, hey, I thought I was covered, and then I got diagnosed with cancer, and suddenly I can't pay the bills. I can't meet my medical requirements. I'm not taking treatments that I need because of that. That's really unacceptable. And it's not just unacceptable. Again, scientifically, we've looked at this issue. And in fact, if a woman diagnosed with breast cancer at the very earliest stage, stage one, is uninsured, she is more likely to die than a woman diagnosed at stage two who is insured. That's a moral issue for the country. That's something that we have to really face. And I think giving adequate health insurance and adequate access to quality, affordable health care in this country is essential to helping us solve the cancer problem.
Dan, as we mentioned, several different categories, and in each category, the states are ranked. But overall, which states are doing the very best in combating cancer, and which ones need the most help?
More than a third of the states in this report are not measuring up at all in the fact that they either had no greens or only one green. Seven states are actually doing pretty well, with four greens, Minnesota, Connecticut, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Washington State, Maryland, and Massachusetts have made real progress. And then seven states at the bottom, Alabama, Florida, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Mississippi, did not receive a single green on any of these six issues that we've highlighted.
Dan, unfortunately, we'll need to call time there. Thanks very much for your time today.
Greg, thank you so much for helping us get the word out. We really appreciate it.
Daniel Smith is president of the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network. For more information on the report, go to acscan.org. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Please remember to join us online at dateline.radioamerica.org to get all the latest headlines and offer your feedback to our coverage and the major issues of the day. I'm Greg Corumbus in Washington. Thanks for being with us, and please join us next time for Dateline Washington.